It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Blee Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski from Fox 43 here with me. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are looking at Penn State in a national perspective. And I think to start with that, you're looking at it from a Big Ten East perspective too. This is an 8-0 team that now ranks number 5 in both the AP and the coaches poll. In some combination, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson are the teams sitting there ahead of them. That's a wall they're going to have to penetrate if they want to consider the college football playoff. But, you know, Penn State, everything's on the table for them still, you know, with an unbeaten Minnesota team coming up. And then in a couple weeks after that, an unbeaten Ohio State team on the road. Two big road matchups will determine exactly where Penn State is going. So, but I think now more than ever, guys, people are asking and wondering, is Penn State in the same league as these other teams? So just your thoughts on Penn State sitting there side by side, arm in arm with the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Clemsons, and the Ohio States.
So, yeah, is this the Ask Greg segment? I'm sorry.
Nope. It's not yet?
It's the Ask Todd
segment. Premature.
Okay. I was waiting for the Ask Greg segment. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Good, Greg, I interrupted you.
No, I didn't think I interrupted you, but here's the question I have for you, Todd. Is
sure.
anybody on the same level, or is anybody in the same stratosphere as Ohio State? Because I'm not sure at this moment in time anybody is. You got Alabama without Tua for at least a week, if not, you know.
I tried
and quickly abandoned ship, but... Trevor Lawrence has
been under
like
the microscope. He sounded like Fletch, Ed Manfred.
Yeah, you know, Trevor Lawrence has been under the microscope at Clemson, and he's not been the greatest. So I'm just curious, do you think anyone can play with Ohio State at this point? I'm not sure anyone can.
I'm really fascinated for – like the AP rankings are going to be great and all, but I want to see the college football playoff rankings, how those come out. Because supposedly it's about resume, right, and what you've done up to that point. And, Greg, to your point, they should be number one, if not – LSU, because LSU's got a lot of good wins, so it's gonna be hard to take that away from them. But at this point, I'd have to say LSU is there with Ohio State from the standpoint of they've played an incredible schedule. You know, Coach Orgeron continues to baffle everybody how well that they've done. I mean, that was not their first pick, in Death Valley was LSU. I mean, the guy obviously fits the culture and fits LSU, but from a coaching standpoint, nobody really wanted them right away. They wanted some other guys to come in there. So I'd say they'd be running 1-2, especially with Tua Tagovailoa, still coming back from that high ankle sprain. Ohio State just looks really impressive. And it's funny because I think Penn State, Dustin, coming around to your point, yes, I can see them evolving to that level when they put away a Michigan State, right? That was everybody's fear, the trap game or the game to East Lansing or whatever, right? Oh, they're going to struggle with them. That's the odds makers make them a 3-4 point favorite, whatever it is. And they thumped them. I mean, they thumped them on the road, a team coming off a bye that they had been struggling with in the third week of a tough physical 3-week stretch. They thumped them. That's what Ohio State does to teams. They don't just beat you. They beat you into submission.
Right.
And that's what they did to Wisconsin, and that's what they've done to everybody that's been in their way. So the point spread, what's the point spread going to be, you know, at Ohio State probably? You know, maybe like, you know, 12 to – right. I'm thinking double digits, right? It certainly would be that.
For Penn State.
Yeah, for a Penn State game at this particular junction. So – yeah, you know, maybe the odds makers don't feel that way. Long story short, number 5 is probably right where they should be, right? Because that's the question, Dustin, everybody's asking themselves. Does Penn State fit in that mold with those other programs? Now, what I will say, last thing, is the college football playoff rankings, they should be number 4. They should be in front of Clemson when those first CFP rankings come out, because their resume is better than Clemson's. The ACC is just junk this year, and Clemson's not going to be tested all the way through. It's pretty incredible how easy their schedule is in that conference.
Now, just for starters, November 9th, that's when Penn State travels to Minnesota. You got two 8-0 teams. LSU traveling to Alabama that same weekend. I know there's some kind of historic for four teams to be 8-0 and playing each other the same weekend. It's the first time in X amount of time. It's a rare occurrence, let's put it that way. I don't have that stat in front of me, but that's going to be a real playoff defining kind of weekend for these teams. You know, LSU, there's the same old athletes everywhere. There's athletes, there's speed, there's size. You know, LSU, that's never really been an issue. To me, what takes them over the top and takes them from a top 12 team with the capability of being number one to actually being number one is bringing Joe Burrow in there and having a real steady hand at quarterback, a guy that can actually win you some football games. And they're going to need him to rise to the occasion. You know, certainly next weekend, but to beat Auburn the way that they did 23-20, they beat Florida a couple weeks before that. A good resume. They have a road win over Texas under their belts. You know, to me, among this group, that's the only team that's played a schedule that's better than Penn State. You know, Alabama will have its matchups coming. Ohio State, you know, maybe you can say that beating Cincinnati 42-0, that's a decent Cincinnati team that they squashed. They've squashed everybody, but Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, Indiana, Miami of Ohio, Nebraska, Michigan State, Northwestern, and now a Wisconsin team that's lost a couple in a row. I don't know. We'll see. You know, Penn State has been more tested, I think, than really any, maybe LSU has been more tested than them, but there might be something to be said when you get into the nitty gritty of games being one possession games and Penn State having a certain comfort level in those one possession games. We'll see how that goes, but Penn State schedule wise is up there near the toughest, and you can make an indictment on college football as a whole out of that if you want, but Penn State has played as challenging a schedule as anybody.
And it certainly helped Michigan hammering Notre Dame.
Sure.
It was a big, big plus.
That's a top 15 team.
Absolutely.
Again.
That was a big, big plus in Penn State's favor, coming 1 week after they just beat Michigan, for them to handle the Fighting Irish the way they did.
It's funny how credit works for ranked teams. You get credit if the team was ranked at the time.
Yeah.
So Penn State beat a number 25 Michigan State team that's now 4-4 and looks like it's probably on course for 5-7. You get credit for that. You also get credit sometimes if a team, you know, becomes ranked later after you beat them. So that's
aren't we? If we learn anything though about the college football playoff, it's rankings, the committees, etc. Though we've learned that the men and women charged with making these rankings, not just the top four, but also the New Year's Six games, the whole top 25, can pretty much find any justification they want to slot a team where they want to slot it. So I think things like, you know, wins against ranked opponents and things like that are certainly good indicators of, you know, team strength and stuff like that. It's hard to really figure out which one you're supposed to lock in on because they seem to change it even weekly, not just year to year, but weekly based on how they want to rank things. So it's hard to get a read on that. Penn State plus 13.5 rather at Ohio State. They are 4.5, 5 for the Minnesota matchup. We'll see how those lines change.
I'd hammer that in Penn State's favor.
Honestly, yeah, I think a lot of people would. It smells of the it smells of the trap line of the century. And I don't think it's a trap game for Penn State, but I'll tell you what, that's one of those games that, you know, the Penn State ends up winning by a field goal, and the folks who had Penn State -4.5 sit there and say, how is this possible? But I don't know. If we were in the best bet segment, if we're not, we could probably talk a little bit more about that game, and I'm sure we will next week. But, man, I don't know. It is an interesting game to consider, but it's one Penn State has to win if it wants to be a part of the college football playoff conversation moving forward. Your point's a good one, that even if they lose, they still could technically control their own destiny if they would beat Ohio State. But it's going to certainly be a lot easier to stay in that conversation if you beat Minnesota. Then even if you lose to Ohio State, at least you have just that one loss on your resume.
I don't think it's a good thing that we're 2/3 of the way through the regular season and we still don't know much about a lot of these teams that are undefeated. It seems like that's standing out a little bit more to me this year than in other years, when you've got a Minnesota and you've got a Baylor and you even have a Clemson and you even got an Alabama. I mean, you're not talking about the programs that, you know, that are on the rise, that are kind of coming out of nowhere. You're still talking about major programs that don't feel like they've been battle tested yet, right? I mean, that's, you know, Ohio State, you just ran off their schedule and, you know, so that's Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. Three of the top four that we think are national semifinal worthy, but how do you really know when they haven't played that tough of a schedule quite yet? You know, and so, yeah, Penn State belongs in that because of what they faced already, and the fact that the teams that they have played, whether they were ranked at the time or they're ranked now, are still there. Look, the Big Ten's got six teams in the top 19, not the top 25, the top 19. So Iowa winning and shutting out Northwestern speaks well to Penn State. Michigan hammering Notre Dame speaks well to Penn State's resume. So at this point in time, and that's why I say I would not be surprised to see Penn State higher than five in the first CFP.
And I think it's interesting to note the idea of Penn State losing to Ohio State and what that would mean for them. If you beat Minnesota this weekend, you take care of business against the rest of the teams you should take care of business against. You're looking at a two-loss Michigan team to wrap the season hosting Ohio State at home, a Michigan team that's starting to find itself a little bit. There is a path to the Big Ten title game that doesn't include beating Ohio State. I don't think that that's how it's going to unfold. I also don't think I'm not picking Penn State to beat Ohio State on the road, but if you consider, you know, where Ohio State's coming from, they have a bye this week. Then they got Maryland and Rutgers. They are going to be completely untested. If Penn State can find a way to smack them in the mouth a little bit to start that game, put them in unknown territory, I think Ohio State is so talented, and I'm a big believer in Ryan Day. I'm not sure it's going to make a difference, but it's a big variable in this matchup. Enough that makes me think that 13 points is a lot of points.
And you say them, but specifically Justin Fields.
Yeah.
He hasn't been tested this year in that particular environment. I mean, there's a reason why it didn't work out at Georgia to go to Ohio State. He certainly looks like the real deal, but without knowing and without being in a touchdown game late in a contest, who knows what they're going to do? I mean, I did think JT Barrett wouldn't look quite as good as he did a couple of years ago in Columbus, and he came through. But you know, the point's well taken is that, look, there's something to be said for being in somewhat of a tight game, for having to figure out how to win it down the stretch. But, you know, when you got Chase Young coming from the other side, I mean, either one of the number twos. Isn't that fascinating with the Buckeyes? Yeah. They get both guys, whether you're looking at number two on offense or number two on defense, they're a special player.
Yeah, and they very well both might be top two picks in the NFL draft.
J.K. Dobbins
at some point
on offense, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to watch this thing unfold. You've got teams on all these teams on byes, which, by the way, this weekend coming up, not a lot of good
teams
in action.
One of the worst schedules I've ever seen.
But then it gives way to one of the better ones next
week. Well, it's Breeders' Cup weekend, so we can focus our attention there if you so desire. I don't think you do, but we could.
You're in control for Greg's Best Bets. If that's the Breeders' Cup, that's the Breeders' Cup. We're going to take a quick break. For now, we're going to move on. Ask Greg is coming up right after this.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.